Correct.
Well, you got the other street, County Road there going on the curve, you know, that's a bad, that's where Quincy.
That's the worst spot.
The one coming in from the south, yeah.
Refresh me, what's the other large building here in the right hand?
That is the warehouse for,
He's the one that owns, across from Kirby School, Burnt, same guy.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's just his other warehouse.
All right.
And there, I've never seen a truck there in his deal, and it's just a big warehouse.
I've never seen nothing there, anytime.
No.
It is a nasty little intersection, but it is, yours is separate.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to get where it all was clear in my mind.
But that entrance to the warehouse, you know, is back further to the west.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the one right there on the curve, what's that one?
That's a county road.
Now, the entrance to Mr. Brown's property is a lot closer to the curve than the other one will be, looks to me like.
Quincy's County, too.
Yeah.
Quincy's County, too.
Yeah.
But the one on the curve is.
Yeah, that's a county road that goes off.
That's actually worse than Quincy.
Yeah.
That's a bad place right there.
Well, with us widening that entrance and having that turn, not really a full turn lane, it will help.
It will help.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the one on the curve.
Right, right, yeah.
The entrance, when you get down with it, will certainly be improvement over what it is. That's been part of the problem, it's such a tight entrance, people slow down so much to get in there.
That's going to be made, it's going to be made 80 foot, right?
Pardon me?
80 foot.
80 foot.
How wide is, how much are you going to widen the turn?
Well, it goes to, I think, is it dimension on there, Scott? It's widened on our side, I forget the exact number, but we go back about 80 feet. Was that 30, was that 66 or 56 or?
You're actually putting in a turn lane there, right?
An access, not really a full turn lane.
See how we're widening the entrance here, we're doing all the widening on our property. So the road right now is about 12 foot wide.
Well, you're going back 80 foot, but how wide are you making it?
I believe that's 36 right there.
It's 36.
Yeah.
And that's surface, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you got semis coming in there.
Right. So with, you know, 36 foot wide all on us, that's going to help a bunch.
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second it.
Okay, everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Very good, thank you. Now, Scott, will you get me the information ASAP and so we can get rolling on this?
As soon as we get that decision of record done.
Very good, thank you very much.
Give you a call.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Next one up is 670 Amanda Road, nightly rental.
Case number 1725.
What's one called down, a holler in?
Amanda Drive.
Next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
We approved that.
End of Amanda.
Year ago or something.
Not that long ago.
She's hoping we haven't changed her mind, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, that was in the February 21st regular meeting where it was approved. And the decision of record was actually recorded on March 29th.
So you bought that off of him?
Pardon me?
You bought that off of Brad LaCour?
Yes.
Okay, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division III permit 1725, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be the compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three is a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residents located at 670 Amanda Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental should be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. And the total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 670 Amanda Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued, cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Nine, the planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance or CFC when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will be required to complete the requirements before nightly rental is allowed to start.
Thank you, Scott. Could you tell her your name, please?
Kathleen Arp.
She was absent last week or 2 weeks ago, so we're just trying to update her.
Okay.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
Changed since
then. I don't think
so. Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'd move to approve as presented.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? There you go.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Harps Duplex up next.
Case number 1626, the Harp Duplex. This one is in Kirbyville. It's in the county, but it's pretty close. Surrounded by the village a little. This corner, which is numerous lots. Here's kind of the preliminary layout that they've had on it. Unit A, Unit B. Here's just some photos of it. Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1726. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, Division 2 permits will be required for the construction of the duplex. Three, a one-hour fire-rated wall from foundation to roof decking shall be required between the dwelling units. Four, each dwelling unit shall have a direct access to the existing road. Five, the decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
You want to state your name?
Sure, I'm Amy Dixon Plumley. I had a question.
Yes.
Does number four, the dwelling unit shall have direct access to the existing road. We can use one shared driveway.
Yeah, this is one.
Correct.
There have access to.
Two.
Yeah.
Harp. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Anybody got any questions? So no. I'll make a motion to approve or disapprove.
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we got three concepts tonight. Granny's canine clip joint and Granny's teeny paw kennel.
Okay, this is case number 1727. It's Granny's canine clip joint and tiny paw's kennel. Location is 342 Savage Road, Kirbyville. Kind of zoomed out here, you can see it highlighted here in the middle. The State Highway J, getting right down to the end of it. Drury straight ahead. Gunnison Road that goes down to Mincy area is south. Zoom in a little bit. This is the intersection here. It's this rectangle piece of property. Got some different pictometry views of it. This one's from the north. We got one from the south. Just zoomed in one from the south. One from the east. And a view from the west. A little bit zoomed in from the west. And I think our applicant's there. That's all I have for location.
Now what road's that? What it's county
on,
road?
It's on Savage. State Highway J comes down here where you go straight, you'd run into the Drury-Mincy Wildlife Area. If you go right, you run down to Mincy. You go left. It's across from the
cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah, cemetery is right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just a little bit past the cemetery.
Okay. Got it.
All right, Larry Anderson lived down there somewhere.
Is the white building we see in that, is that where you intend to use for the business or?
Actually, I bought pictures. My husband and I bought this place. When did we buy it? January? We bought it off of an auction. It was a dump. Everything you see there no longer exists.
Oh, okay.
We gutted it, remodeled it, burnt a lot of buildings that I don't even really know what these people did or had on that property. We totally cleaned it up. I have pictures of everything.
Well, I'd like to see them.
Yeah, but I was wondering what that all was back there in the timber.
It's from beginning to end, actually. They had some buildings on the property that we actually burnt down. I don't really know what kind of animals they were raising in there, but there was a lot of skulls and dead things. I have my own building that was in there.
Is your building in these pictures?
Yes, sir. I am state and USDA certified.
This is yours?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to house dogs overnight, or are you going to, what are you going to do?
No, sir. I just raise dogs. I have just a small kennel. Like I said, I'm state and USDA certified with clean records. I'm not a puppy mill. I just have 16 Yorkies I raise dogs. And I also groom. I used to have a shop. I do work a full-time job. But, however, I still have a few customers that I groom in my home, in my house. That is just my back kennel area.
You want to look at it?
For my personal animals. I don't do babysitting or boarding.
So you won't board other dogs overnight or anything?
No.
Just yours?
No.
How many dogs
my grand dog.
How many?
I have 16.
Plus however many puppies they have, is that what you're saying?
When they do, right. I do not have any traffic as far as people coming in and out. I do not sell to the public. I don't talk to the public.
You ship them out in a truck?
Yes, sir. All my dogs, I drive to Mountain Grove where my vet is. I meet my truck there, and my dogs leave from Mountain Grove.
How close are you to your neighbor right there? It looks like a mobile. How close are you to them?
One there by the yellow line.
Yeah.
Oh,
this one.
That's my buddy. She has dogs too.
She got dogs too.
Yeah, she got like 20 cats. But I got dogs. She got cats.
We have a good fence.
No, they're good cats.
Oh.
How far is she, babe? A couple hundred feet.
You do have a privacy fence up between you, don't you?
Yes, sir. My dogs are in my backyard, and my dogs, my chickens. I put my coop in there.
Is this your private fence?
It's a 6x60x80, if I read it right.
Yes, that's the front part of it. If you look in a couple of the other pictures,
yeah,
you'll see
the back part.
Construction.
What breed is this?
That's chicken.
Thank you.
Can I see those if you're done, Billy?
It's red chicken. That's all I know. They're not having eggs. That's all I can tell you.
That looks like a nice setup inside there.
Yeah, it's a state-approved and USDA-approved. We have to have certain floors. There's automatic water in there.
Feeders.
Well, but automatic water, AC, and we just actually bought, in case electricity goes out, we have the propane 3-tier heater that he's actually going to install for this year. I didn't need it where I was before, but since we've moved and everything, I want to make sure that they're cool or warm at any time. So I have a generator for in case electric goes out. I have